Five. You are watching a master at work.
True Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio, giving you his authentic and bold opinions, bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host of Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and we're coming to you live from the American Family Insurance Studio in downtown Milwaukee in the 3rd Street Market Hall, the Avenue. You can always call in, text in at 833-212-1017 to the greatest 60 minutes in radio. And you can always watch and stream us live by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. That's 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Give us a like, give us a share, and give us a subscribe so you do not miss any of your favorite award-winning 1017 The Truth shows. Shout out to you, Truth Nation. Always appreciate y'all if we have this Thanksgiving Eve. And shout out to Rhea Riley, my producer, holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Hello, hello.
Now, Truth Nation, you already know what it is. It's college month, and all month long, we have been celebrating different colleges and universities and organizations that have been giving back to students and helping students find those dollars for your young scholars. And now I'm excited for our next college month interview coming up here on Truth to Power. Going out like
a sucker, no way. College Month on Truth to Power on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth is presented by Marquette University and Educators Credit Union.
Yes, yes, shout out to Educators Credit Union and Marquette University for sponsoring College Scholarship Month. And I am excited right now because I am joined by a dear friend, Andre Douglas. Many of y'all listening know who Andre Douglas is. He's the Assistant Vice President of Graduation Plus at the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee. Dre, what's up? How you doing? Thanks for joining.
All good, Kyle. Thank you for having me, man.
Yeah, excited to have you because the work you do is just incredible, and thank I need you. As many people to know about it. But before we get into it,
thank you.
If y'all go on YouTube, y'all see Dre got on a dope Bucks hat. Now, Dre, I know you a Bucks fan. You a big Bucks fan.
Big Bucks fan.
How you feeling with Giannis being out right now? Is it worse than you thought it was going to be?
Not at all. I mean, I think, again, proud Bucks fan, Bucks Nation, Bucks all day. I think it just shows just how valuable he is to this franchise.
Ain't that the truth?
You know, everybody, when our emotion kicks in as sports fans, everybody's like, well, if he doesn't want to be here, trade him, right? And I've yet to hear Giannis say he doesn't want to be here, so all the speculation. So you get a taste of what happens when he's not with this organization.
Yeah.
And I think it also shows that no Chris Middleton, no Jrue Holiday.
Mm-hmm. No Dame.
No Dame when, you know, although Dame's experiment here was short and not as healthy, but it shows you need multiple stars to depend on to be competitive. But again, I like the landscape of the NBA because it's competitive again. I mean, you have very the Detroit true. Pistons. What are they, like number one in the East right now?
They may be on an 11-game winning streak.
11-game or something like that. So I'm sticking with my Bucks, but get well soon, Giannis, because if we're going to do anything,
You're going to be behind him.
It has to be because we have nothing in the future, right? Right? No playoff. No, I'm sorry. No draft picks for a couple years.
Nothing that we control.
Either
we swapping picks or they got them. But yeah. Nah, I know you're a Bucks fan.
Yeah,
I love that hat.
Sure. Appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's jump right into it, though. Listen, I'm telling y'all, he works with the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee, and they have the Graduation Plus program. Drake, can you let everybody know what Graduation Plus is and how does it support Milwaukee's youth on their path to college?
Absolutely. So, again, thank you for being here. I wear a lot of hats at Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Milwaukee, but today specifically in honor of College Scholarship Month, we're talking about the Graduation Plus College Access and Success Services at the organization, and it is our signature to and through college program. Since 2008, we have been serving students to and through college. Since our inception, we have helped over 816 students earn college degrees.
That's a lot.
We're grateful. And we've helped many of them go to college and return, many debt-free, many with manageable student loan debt. You know, a lot of people, their story of going to college is, as great as it is, it can be a costly one. And so we're honored to be able to support and help so many students find money for school to where they can live lives as productive citizens right after college with those new jobs and not having to worry about paying back the government thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
No, for real.
In student loans.
No, so. that debt-free is so, I mean, that's so essential. Not
it
to
is.
Have to worry about that bill when you graduate, but I love the fact that Graduation Plus and the work y'all been doing. You said 800 students since 2016?
816 students since 2008 have graduated.
2008. That is incredible work that y'all are doing. Now, how does someone get their high school student involved in the Boys and Girls Club when it comes to the Graduation Plus program?
Yeah, Boys and Girls Clubs in general, you know, we have over 48 locations, including our Ready Center powered by the Milwaukee Admirals and our Camp Wickham Mason out in Waukesha. You can just show up to a club and sign them up for just membership. Anywhere from some sites do K-3, but all the way through high school. But for individuals that are specifically interested in Graduation Plus specifically, you can go online to bgcmilwaukee.org/college. Under construction right now. Website's under construction, but that's okay because we're not recruiting right now. But starting in January, if you have freshmen who qualify for free reduced lunch, according to federal guidelines, and they are going to be the first in their family to go to college, we call them first generation, they can apply you know, from any high school in the city of Milwaukee, as long as there's a passion of preparing for higher education and wanting to go to college and a commitment from both the scholar and the parent.
What does that program look like, right? You said they apply and they get in with a commitment from the parent and the scholar, right?
Yes.
Once they get into Graduation Plus, what all do they get to utilize? What access do they have?
Oh, man, this is a 12-minute segment, so I don't know that I have all that time. But, you know, the way I describe our program is, if you think about the alphabet, if there was an alphabet for college readiness and college success, we would offer everything from A to Z. So if you're ever sitting at home and you start thinking about college access, A, this is this, B, bookstore, C, college, you know, D, whatever, we're going to cover that in our program. It's a case-managed program. So again, students are matched with an advisor. We have a phenomenal high school staff, a phenomenal college staff, a phenomenal support staff that ensures that students are receiving full wraparound support from the time they come into our program as a freshman to the time they walk across the stage 8 years later from college.
That is fantastic to hear. Again, we are speaking with Andre Douglas, the Vice President for Graduation Plus here at the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Milwaukee, talking about how they give full wraparound service and they help your young scholar get to college and through college and as debt-free as possible. That is something that's so important. Now, what are the outcomes? Again, you have a lot of success stories. I mean, 816 students you said that you have that have come through since 2008.
Yes.
What are some of the outcomes that you're most proud of, whether it's college enrollment rates,
sure,
scholarships, whatever it is? What's something that stands out?
Yes. So there's a lot. The 816, I mean, you can't beat that. That is a very proud number. Additionally, the amount of scholarship money that the senior class earns every year. I think the class of 2023 earned like $24 million in scholarships collectively.
How many students is that?
100.
100 students all earned $24 million together. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and class of 24, I believe, earned about $15 or $16 million for about another 100 students. So really, really taking the opportunity to help students understand that applying for scholarships, it's like a part-time job. And that's how we embrace it, right? We don't embrace it as, here's a scholarship we think you should apply to. No. This is going to be a part of the curriculum of Graduation Plus, meaning most students, if they do what they're supposed to do, they will have applied to probably over 50 scholarships during their senior year. And you and I both know, we went to the wonderful University of Wisconsin-Whitewater.
UW-dub,
you know
baby.
What I'm saying? You know, and from our own background is you got to do the work. You can speak well. You can People could even like you, but if you don't do the work, you don't get anything out of it. Mm-hmm. So we tell our students when it comes to college and scholarship applying, especially, your efforts must match your ambition. So if you have an ambition to go to any college, whether that be an HBCU, whether that be a private college or even a local school, you have to do the work to get the results that you want.
Yeah, what I love is how motivating you are. And I mean, I shouldn't say you're tough on the kids, but from my interaction I see with the kids is that they all look up to you as a role model because you work so hard for them to get them to those positive outcomes. And they truly appreciate that, Dre.
Yeah.
Now, lastly, I know you do such a good job of making sure that these students have access, right?
Yes.
They have access to college tours. They have access to tutoring. They have access to filling out the FAFSA. They have access to scholarships. They have access to local universities.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing I love the most is when you celebrate these students' accomplishment with your college signing day celebration.
Yes.
Before we go, you got to tell everybody about college signing day, how long y'all been doing it, and what that is all about.
Sure. On August 28th, 2026, presented by Direct Supply, we are celebrating year 14.
August or May?
May. Thank you. May. No, April. April 28th. Okay, April. Listen, I'm rushing life too fast, right? April 28th, 2026, we are celebrating our 14th anniversary of College Signing Day. And it's crazy because it's like, wow, when we first did it, we did it for 30 students in a small room at our Hillside Boys and Girls Club.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've outgrown this event to over 100 students with 700 people celebrating with the drum lines and the cheerleaders and the photographers. And we made it sort of like a draft day. And that's truly what that embodies is the success of students. And we award internally probably over $100,000 scholarships right at that event. And also students get a chance to be celebrated because we do a great job as a country celebrating the downfall of people, no matter who they are, no matter what they did. And teens are always sort of ridiculed for what they're not doing. And so to have an opportunity to celebrate success, to celebrate college acceptance, and just the many thoughtful and wonderful things that our young people are doing is something that we don't pass up. So College Signing Day is a big deal. So.
I love that. And we said, what day is it?
Tuesday, April 28th.
April 28th.
Yes,
okay.
2026 at Direct Supply.
I'm looking at my calendar because last year I was out of town for it. And this year I'll be in town, so I'm going to try to make sure my show on KBN, on ESPN, is during that time. I'm going to try to see if they can let me go do my show from there.
Let's do it.
I definitely want to be a part of that, Dre. Thank you so much. Lastly, where can families or students go again to learn more about how to get connected in January specifically when they can start applying?
Absolutely.
Again?
I mean, get involved with us on social media. We're on Instagram at BGCGradPlus. Follow us. A lot of updates are there daily, but our website is under construction, but it'll be back up in January. It is www.bgcmilwaukee.org/college, or you can send us an email at gradplus@bgcmilwaukee.org.
Andre Douglas, thank you so much for joining us here on Truth to Power with myself, and keep doing the amazing work that you're doing.
Man, thank you very much.
This is Truth to Power with Kyle Walls. Coming up next, we'll have another guest because y'all know I do that other show on ESPN, and you know I am the only brother on the show, but Thanksgiving's coming up, and one of them told me how they make a ham, and I said, oh, hell no. So we got to talk about it coming up next. I'll be joined by Alex Stroh from ESPN Wisconsin next to talk about the ham that he's cooking for his fam. Keep it locked. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace, and it's going to get interesting.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.